and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Yes Bank's net and mobile banking services went down soon after the government placed it under moratorium and capped withdrawals by customers. The government, on RBI's recommendations, imposed a moratorium on Yes Bank from March 5th to April 3rd. RBI has assured the private lenders' depositors that there is no need to panic and their interest will be fully protected. Amid a slight decline in temperature after rains lashed Delhi NCR on Thursday, Indian Council of Medical Research Director General Balram Bhargav said the change in weather will not have any impact on the spread of novel coronavirus. 30 people have tested positive for the virus so far, with the latest being a man from Ghaziabad with a recent travel history to Iran. Refuting claims that the virus spreads in low temperature, Bhargav told PTI that no such finding has been proven till now. President Donald Trump said on Thursday the US economy might take a hit from the coronavirus outbreak, but predicted the challenge would eventually pass and defended his handling of the crisis. The spreading coronavirus has led to a steep downturn in the stock market and fanned fears of an economic dip, just as the Republican president asks Americans for a second term. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has criticized the central government over its handling of the coronavirus outbreak. The health minister saying that the Indian government has the coronavirus crisis under control is like the captain of the Titanic telling passengers not to panic as his ship was unsinkable, he said. Union Health Minister Harshvardhan, while addressing the Rajya Sabha, said that he and a group of ministers and PM Modi were personally monitoring the situation. UK's domestic airline Flybe has gone bankrupt amid the coronavirus outbreak, which has significantly impacted the aviation sector. The airline's CEO, in a letter to the staff, mentioned that the company couldn't cope up with the effects of coronavirus on the travel industry. The trade impact of the coronavirus epidemic for India is estimated to be about $348 million, and the country figures among the top 15 economies most affected, as the slowdown of manufacturing in China disrupts world trade, according to a UN report. And that's all we have for you today. Have a great weekend.